Today is June 11th. I'm going to go ahead and read a letter that I wrote to Kyle. It's on my website, but I know sometimes people don't give themselves time to sit and read things, so I'm going to read it on here so that people can listen to what I had to say. I wrote it on June 9th, just a few hours after I found out that he passed. And the day before, on June 8th, I found myself just looking at his Instagram just over and over and over, and I messaged him and he replied, and I'm very just grateful for that. But all that day and all that night, I just kept going to his Instagram, almost like waiting for him to post something. I couldn't really understand why I was doing that, but I was. Now I understand that I should have just called him. And I usually listen to signs like that, you know, so I'm really like confused with myself on why I didn't do that. And the night of June 8th, I didn't sleep. And I knew it was for a reason, and I just kept asking God, the universe, to show me what was wrong, why I couldn't sleep. And I kept checking his Instagram. Again, I should have just called, but I didn't. Because I was like, no, like, gosh, I need to let go of him. I need to stop being so attached to him. And I feel real silly for that. What his passing has taught me is just to love freely and not feel like I'm bugging anybody. If I love somebody, I love them, period. And I will call them as much as I feel like I need to. And I should have done that with him. I always told him I loved him, but I should have just called him. So I'll probably cry in the middle of this because I already feel it coming on. Because I miss him. I miss his voice. I miss his smile. I miss his messages. And I miss being the one that he would turn to. So here it is. Okay, let me gather myself. Like I always say in my videos, same with my audio. All right. Dear Kyle, you are standing right over me, so I want you to read the words that I am typing. I know that now that you are gone, you see the deep, genuine love that I have for you. I also know that while you were here, you couldn't understand how I could claim to love you while not being in your presence physically, so it confused you. Again, I know that you understand everything now, and that is where my peace is. I know that you are free from the burdens this dark world placed upon you, and that is where my peace is. But still, I must get this off my chest, because that is where I will continue to find my peace. The night that I met you, out of all the people in the house, you towered over everyone like a lighthouse. And every time I looked over, you were staring at me with your huge, cheesy smile. I couldn't help but laugh. We both met each other at a moment in our lives where we were searching for someone else to fill our voids. I was searching in partying and men. You were searching in women and drugs. This was the perfect recipe for disaster in any normal pair of eyes. But in our eyes, we thought we were a perfect fit. I love you so much. I will not use past tense because energy doesn't die. It only transforms. Without you in my life, I would never have made it to where I am now. Even though I reached my lowest point with you, it was the point necessary to awaken my soul. I am thankful that I was able to remember who I was so that I could share with you who you were. I feel pain right now because while you were here, you didn't get to see the beauty in yourself that I see. I feel peace right now because now you see who we are. Your presence was so divine that evil vowed to take over your life since the moment you were born. You were so talented in everything you did. You were an angel, a superhero, and you were my best friend. It is because of you that my name is Shauna Starr. And when I asked you why you suggested I change my name to that in 2016, you said it was because I shined bright like a star. Thank you for helping me see it. I felt you slipping away while we were together. So to save you, you had to leave. I felt you slipping away while in Oklahoma. So to save you, I moved you to Houston and created an opportunity for you to release your creativity in more ways than music. It didn't take long in Houston for me to realize that no matter your location, you were going to slip away unless you decided to make different decisions. I told you for many years that you would never be able to see the beauty within yourself until you detached yourself from your family. The few months you detached when you came to Houston was the best I ever seen you, mind, body, and soul. I had hope for your life. I had faith in you. And then the cycle started again when you started contact with your family again. Then came the burdens and expectations they placed upon you, again causing you to not like who you were. You overdosed on pills, and I would like to think that you didn't do this on purpose, but as I type, you're telling me that you did. You got your camera equipment stolen and lost all hope. I text you that I needed to detach from you again, and that took you to an even lower place, because all you ever wanted was us back. We still messaged many times this week, and now I just wish I would have called. I hoped that one day you would see that genuine love wasn't found in a relationship, but in a soul. My soul loves your soul, and your soul loves mine. I wish that you would have understood that while you were still here physically. When I left Houston on April 25th, you came to see me. I knew it was going to be my last time seeing you. That's why I was crying and having a hard time with it. I just didn't want to admit it to you or myself, but God has been preparing me for this moment. God showed me one of two scenarios for your life. One was that you remembered who you were and you began to heal and step into the power of your purpose. The other was that you let the world consume you and you lost. I discussed these visions with you in hopes that you would choose healing. But here we are, discussing the scenario that I prayed would never take place. I am grateful that I understand life, because in that I understand death, and I understand why you had to leave. I respect your decision, because I will always have unconditional love for your soul. You will never leave me, just as I never left you, and I thank you for that, for this is where my peace is. Now that you aren't here physically, I can only hope that all of those who didn't respect and appreciate your presence will have a different perception of life, including your family. In this vision I had, I seen that I began to spread your music, because you deserve recognition for your talent, and I know that you will see it because you are here. A lot of people are messaging me expressing that they knew how deep our love was, and it is there I find peace. I find peace in knowing that even if you didn't understand it, you still knew that I loved you genuinely. I will continue to move forward for us, and I will spread your message. I had a video I was saving to post when this time came, and I deleted it because I didn't want to accept that this time was coming. Now I wish I would have saved it. It was the one of us speaking when you first visited Houston, and you were speaking your truth for the first time, and it was beautiful. Even though I don't have it to share, just know that you were amazing for that. One of the things you expressed was that you knew you influenced a lot of people negatively and that you hoped you could now influence them positively. Well, that chance is gone physically. But if your story saves at least one life, you accomplished your mission and your death will not be in vain. You are free now, Kyle. Your soul is free, you're strong again, and you're free to leave this dark earth. Your energy does not need to remain here. Please allow yourself to be free. We will be okay. I love you, and I will be ready to hear you and feel you whenever you want to communicate. I find peace in knowing that I will be with you again, maybe in another lifetime if I choose to come back here again. I love you. Love, Shauna. And I told Kyle that the two of us were meant to save the world. Together, we're both very powerful people. Individually, we're very powerful, but together, we were a force to be reckoned with. And we can't do that physically now. but I see that he's still helping me. I actually heard his voice the other night say, he told me, now I see the evil that you fight against, and I will help you. And what's happening now that he passed is so many people that I didn't know are now following me, and I've been able to speak with on deep levels. And his passing isn't in vain, because he's still serving his purpose. He's bringing people to me to awaken to what the truths of this life are. So he's still here helping me. We're still a force to be reckoned with, Kyle. Love you, baby boy.